Welcome to SROA Soundboard, SROA's podcast for radiation oncology administrators. I'm Tammy McCausland. Maria Grice is joining us today for our In Conversation with Administrators series. Maria is Chief of Radiation and Imaging Services at Hematology Oncology Associates of Central New York. Welcome, Maria.
Well, hi, Tammy.
Could you tell me briefly about your journey to your current position?
Sure. Well, it's been a really exciting one. I've been in my current organization, which is a large private cancer center in upstate New York, for 15 years this April, starting in April. And I've been in my current role as the Chief of Radiation Services for the last 10 years. It's been a really exciting journey. I've done a lot of things, and most importantly, we've worked really hard on building a lot of our teams and opening new service lines, and honestly just really giving back to the community and making sure that we take care of our patients.
What do you like about being in a leadership position?
What I like a lot about that is that you can effectuate change in a large scale. And so I did not always aspire to be in this current role. I actually thought management was something that they didn't really have a clue what was going on in the front lines. I laugh now thinking where I am and where I started. But over the course of the last 15 years, I've learned a lot that it's a different type of contribution to the community. So I feel like I can effectually change on a large scale by hiring the right people, by making sure that we have effective and efficient processes, and always checking in with our staff and our team to make sure that they have a positive work environment. So I think part of leadership is serving. It's serving not only for our patients, but most importantly for our teams and our staff and our physicians, who are really the ones who taking care of our patients.
What do you find the most challenging about leadership, especially in radiation oncology?
That's a really good question. I think it's really challenging when you're in a position such that I'm in and you're removed from so much of the frontline staff. And you see them on a daily basis, or maybe every couple of days, or you try to grit around and say hi. But the things that we're really working on that affect their daily life, it's important, and some of the challenges is to make sure that they're represented when you're discussing these changes or these stuff that you need to do. And so to be connected to your staff, I think, can be a challenge when the day gets so busy and you have so many other projects that are going on that need to get done. When you're focusing on the RO model, or you're focusing on analytics, or purchasing some equipment, and all of that stuff affects your staff, and it can be hard to bridge the gap and make sure that all parties really know that they're being cared for and that they're being considered when you're making decisions.
Given all that you've accomplished already in your career, what else do you hope to accomplish?
I am surprised where I'm at today, so I'm grateful for the opportunity that I've had over the last 15 years. I've been really fortunate to work in an organization that has promoted professional growth as well as personal growth. So I want to continue on that journey of self-mastery, which is really making sure that I continue living a life full of happiness and full of love and full of all of those things. I don't really separate the work and the life balance. I think it's a combination of how you look at life. And so my goal is to continue on that journey and to continue figuring out what's going to make me happy. And so I really love leadership. I love building teams. I love being a part of a team. I hope that my career, I continue doing that. I would like to stay in the oncology field. And the organization I'm at, who knows, maybe I'll be here another 15 years or all I know for sure is that I want to continue giving back to our patients and giving back to the oncology community. And then also I want to make sure that, I have young kids, I have a set of twins who are 4 and a half, and they're a bundle of fun, and it's a lot of activity, and I want to make sure that a lot of my energy goes into my family.
What professional organizations do you belong to and why?
So one of the most important, obviously, is the Society of Radiation Oncology Administrators. I've been fortunate to be on the board for a while now and to be part of the organization, I think, going on 10 years. And so this organization is extremely important to me because I think it's a way to be connected to what's going on in radiation oncology and to feel supported with your peers. So there's all kinds of people that belong to the society. And I know that through COVID, we haven't had a national live meeting, but, you know, even through the SROA Connect board, you can kind of connect, that's funny, with other people. And to make, you know, if you have a problem or if you just need to bounce something off or if you have a quick question. And so I find that this organization is incredibly important because it gives back to the administrators, the leaders who are really trying to do a good job on a daily basis to support, you know, the patient care. In addition to that, you know, I am a member of the ASRT organization, and I feel like, you know, because of my clinical background as a radiation therapist, you know, that organization is important because it focuses a lot on, like, the discipline of being a radiation therapist and some continuing ed. And then there's all these other, like, local, like, I'm on the board of hospice, and some of that is also just the kind of compassion. And, you know, I think I'm grateful for where I'm at today, so giving back to not-for-profit organizations who have either somehow helped patients that I know of, but that are near and dear to my heart.
What or who inspires you and why?
When I think about that, there are a number of people that I could talk about. You know, just to mention a few, my grandmother, who has been this really incredible woman who has raised many kids, her kids and their kids, including myself. And then, you know, she's always taught me to, like, live life to the fullest and to be honest. And then there's a couple other people. My CEO here is Marianne Farrow, and, you know, she's mentored me for 15 years and has been a friend and also a mentor and just really encouraged me over the years, again, that you follow your truth and that you're authentic. There's also a friend of mine, Melanie, who used to be a coach back in high school, and the age gap is so small that back in high school it made a difference, but now we're like best friends. And she really did teach me that even when life gets hard, you just have to find a way, and you keep working hard, and you know, your dreams do come true. When I think about on a daily basis who inspires me, it's my team. When I walk into this place every day, just like I did this morning, you know, there's a feeling of, like, we have a family here, and we have a team of staff and physicians who really care about our patients. And I think, in the end, the patients inspire all of us because they come in every single day and they do one of the hardest things every day to get their treatment. And they just do it, and they fight for their life. And so there's a lot of things on a daily basis when I look at, like, my life and the journey that I'm on, that all of these people, how could I not be inspired by them and to see what they do on a daily basis?
That's an awesome response. What do you like to do in your free time?
As I mentioned earlier, I have a set of twins who are 4.5 grade dash, and a lot of that time is spent with them. From the time that I'm basically pulling in the driveway to running around with them until bedtime. And then, you know, I really enjoy spending time with the people who matter the most to me and the people who, like, love me for me. And so a lot of that is family, very few friends that are extremely close, and my work family. So just spending time with people.
What are you currently reading? And also, do you have a favorite book you would recommend?
So reading these days can be hard. I do love a good hardback book. I am listening. About a year ago, I started to try to do some audiobooks. So I have two of them going right now. And one is called A Human's Purpose. It's by Maley the Dog. It's actually written by my CEO, who has written a couple of books over the years. But this one is really interesting, and just kind of about, like, how open and how kind of like when you're thinking about life on Earth and what that looks like and feels like and how much control and how much accountability we all have to ourselves. And then the other one is Promised Land by Barack Obama. In the last year, the first book I ever listened to on audio, which was really great, and I didn't want to just mention, was Becoming by Michelle Obama. And to hear the life of how she grew up and then kind of like what she felt like when she was going through that presidency and all that stuff, it's really an interesting side of things that I don't know if anyone would have really considered when you look at someone who's in such a high position of autonomy.
What's on your playlist?
Everything. So pretty much there's a whole mix of music. I think music, for me, music feeds my soul. Any given the day and given the vibe and kind of how I'm feeling, there could be pretty much anything on my playlist. And what I love is that my kids, they love music. And so sometimes, you know, they'll ask Alexa to play something or they'll request something when we're in the car. And it's funny because it's not just kid music. It's like all kinds. And they probably know more artist names than I do. So yeah, there's a mix of everything.
What is the best advice you've ever received?
I definitely have been given a lot of advice. Like I had mentioned earlier in our conversation, I've had quite the mentors, and I've been lucky enough to have some really, really good friends. Something that sticks out to me is it goes something like, you know, it's better to disappoint others than it is to disappoint yourself. And I think when I initially heard that, it didn't sound right to me, and I couldn't figure out why. And so I think because, you know, I'm a people pleaser and I want to give back to my staff and my patients and my family. But then when you really read that statement about disappointing others, it's better to disappoint others than to disappoint yourself. I think it goes back to some of that philosophy of like taking care of yourself first. So making sure you're happy and you're doing what you think is right and being honest and authentic and having humility and all of those things. And so I find that that's really where I kind of start every day, is like making sure that I am following my true self and true north, so that then I can make others, I can either share with others why maybe this isn't, you know, somehow this isn't what they want to hear, but this is what we need to do. Or, you know, I also know that I'm on the journey to happiness, and so I'm not going to just give someone else something they want or need and then feel regret later on. And so even though that was some of the hardest advice I had ever heard, and I kind of got confused when I first heard it, I think it's really true. And so I follow that on a daily basis.
That's great advice. I've never heard that before, so I think I could take something from that myself. I'm sure other administrators and people can. Based on everything you've learned over your career and your life, what advice would you offer others?
I would say just to keep being yourself. Find yourself, keep being yourself, love yourself. And I think everything kind of falls into place. I think when we're able to love ourselves and kind of project that love wins, then, you know, the people around us, we attract how we feel. And so for me, I think you just follow your true north and you figure out what that is, and the rest will come.
These have been great answers. I really appreciate your time today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us in conversation.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great day, Tammy.
Thank you for listening to SROA Soundboard. We hope you will join us again. For more information, visit www.sroa.org.